are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Dina and Greg Show.
You just yelled that. Hi, everyone. I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter. I cannot even hear myself.
It's so I can't hear me either. Can you hear me? Because I can't hear me.
Anyway. You can hear me? Okay. So, hi, everyone. This is Sunday, the 25th, I believe.
It is something like that.
Anyway, so you start. Dina, what's going on?
Well,
Tonight we've got
the things we're going to cover tonight are naked politics,
justice delayed,
Camp Deadly,
rowdy Republicans,
goodbye George,
short skirt hot water,
sassy saloons not titty taverns,
and reality hits. Really?
Yes.
So first of all, I need to make a complaint for my job that pays my bills. This last week,
you need to lodge a complaint.
I'm obviously not going to say where I work, but we ran out of bananas for a drink that we make at our job. And two nights in a row, we had a regular customer come in the afternoon, late afternoon, and screaming over bananas. And he said I believe it was Thursday.
Obviously gay.
Yeah. He said on Thursday, I believe, or Wednesday, whenever. Thursday, because it Wednesday night, he talked about us on his radio show. And so I just stood there thinking, I'm going to talk about you on my radio show. So there will be plenty of bananas for you this week.
I love it.
So you can stick them.
He's saying nice
ass.
Things. There will be bananas for you this week. I love it.
So, yeah. So also this week, you dragged me to the tranny bar.
It was fun. I didn't drag you. You went willingly. You drove the car. You came in, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, these guys are kind of hot. I wish I were a tranny. And I was like, no, that would be weird.
No, it was, you're being very, I would go up to them and I would be like, do you like boys or girls?
It was hilarious. It was the funniest thing because I'm used to going to these tranny bars where there are all these creepy guys and I'm just like, okay, no. And I'm not a prostitute. Which, you know, if you're a prostitute, fine, no problem. Whatever. Do you, boo. But we go to Cobra this week for Thursday night, tranny night. And it was so cute. And there were some cute guys. And I was so excited. I felt like a kid in a candy shop. And so I brought my fag along. Yay. And the whole time, the guys were so creeped out by him because they were like, I don't want to talk to a guy. I'm not into guys. I'm into girls. I'm not into guys. So he,
because I was so fucking attracted to these guys.
They were hot.
It was like my friend Jess Thompson in Austin says. She's like, every time I go out with you, it's like I'm a diabetic. I can't eat anything in the store.
And that's how I feel most of the time. I'm like, really? Is a gay guy going to eat my cooter out when I get it? That's all I'm saying. So
when I go to Sears and buy it in the appliance section.
When FedEx delivers my pussy... Is he going to eat it? So it was very exciting for me to see hot tranny chasers. And I had a really good time. The girls were really cute, really pretty. Almost as pretty as I am. But, you know, hey.
We walked in and we started getting free shots right away. I don't know if this one already blew the bartender earlier, but.
No, but I'm single.
Anyway, tonight we've got Bruce Daniels on with us. That's who you hear laughing. So hello, Bruce. Thank you for coming on. So the tranny bar. That was the tranny bar.
It's at Cobra and it's in North Hollywood, Burbank and Vineland. And yes. It's just on Thursday night. Oh, okay. Like, because LA's weird. They don't have it completely all the time. It's just specific nights. Right. So, yeah.
There are cities that have tranny bars.
Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes. And the guys are kind of hot sometimes.
Sometimes. Not at the Palms, usually.
Sadly.
So, anyway. God, I'm so Friday. Your hag. I'm so your hag. You when did this happen?
No, it's quite opposite, actually. Just this one night, you were my hag.
Okay.
I was like, yay, I have a fag.
So, right away, yeah, if you...
No, seriously, and you understand this, recently, people have just thought I was a straight girl. A big straight girl in a bar hanging around a bunch of facts.
Well, we were in Vegas.
I'm kind of okay with, but kind of not at the same time. I'm like, pay attention to me.
When we were in Vegas for your birthday, though, you had more fun at the Hard Rock.
Well,
at the
I, did. Bar than, I did. I did.
Because all the boys, all the men's were you know, looking
I'm
at you.
I'm into straight men, and I like it.
If you'd like to call into the show, the number is 818-602-4929. Give us a call. So, yeah. Okay. What's next? Talk
so,
to me.
Friday night, our ritual is to go to dinner and then go out to the bars for a little bit, the gay bars. And so we went to Merrick's this weekend, and it was, I love that place. It's so horrible because I feel like a big fat whore afterwards, but it was fantastic. And we're out, we're already drunk because of the night before, and then we had two really strong margaritas at Merrick's, and all of a sudden we're kind of like drunk already. And it's just ridiculous.
I'm trying to remember where we went next.
And then
East-West.
Well, we did. So we're outside, and we're trying to hail a cab. Somebody was, or our
you
friend was
you
trying
can't
to
hail cabs in Los Angeles.
It's the weirdest thing, though.
In WeHo, you can.
Well,
yeah. Not really.
So he tries to hail a Subaru wagon.
It had a taxi sign on it. That's all I have to say.
It did not. I was like, are we all of a sudden hailing all Subaru wagons? It's just, yeah, it was funny to me.
Yeah.
Subaru wagon.
So we get in.
Can we get a ride? We get in the Subaru wagon.
And we go to East West, start drinking, meet my roommate and some other peoples. I'm not sure where this is going because all I remember is the cab driver at the end of the night.
Well, I had nothing else in between. I just got annoyed and left because I was like, nobody's paying attention to me.
somehow I end up at
another
motherload. Motherload. And I'm...
Somehow?
Yeah, somehow. End up there. I'm on the corner.
Stumbled.
This little guy's trying to make out with me. And I'm like, I have to go home. I have to go home. So he hails me a cab. And by any chance, this cab driver sees what's going on. We get to my house. And he's trying to persuade me to take him up to my apartment. I'm like, no. It was
the cab driver was?
The cab driver. It was not a good situation at all.
That is shady.
Do you not know these cab drivers?
Oh my gosh. So
I have stories.
I get out and I'm like, no, you are not coming up. And I start to put the phone number into my phone and like, I'm going to call and complain. So I get out and I'm walking to my apartment and he's coming. He stops, follows me and is screaming because he hears my name when I'm talking on the phone in the cab. Greg. I'm like, you're not coming up to my apartment. I left my ID and my credit card. It fell out of my pocket in the cab, and he's chasing me to try to give it to me.
I had an experience with a really hot Russian cab guy. He gave me a free ride home.
I'm sure he did.
Do you need a slut?
I love it. But it's the weirdest thing, because like, I love Armenian guys, and there are all these Armenian guys in L.A., there are a lot of Armenian.
And they're all cab
guys.
Drivers.
Yeah, and they're, well, some of them are cab drivers. Other ones work at the fabric store shops downtown. And every time I go fabric shopping, it's like, hey baby, how are you, baby? Do you want a good deal? I give you a good deal, baby. Oh, hey, baby. And then they start fondling my breasts, which are meager. I agree that they are meager. But I'm just like, what?
What the hell is going on in this city?
I know, but I get really good fabric deals.
None of this happens to me.
It doesn't happen to me here. It happens to me downtown or in a cab.
With that said, before we go on to movies, Ryan, I will speak however I want to, so text me.
Ooh,
that, bitch.
All right.
Anyway, I love you. It's okay. I miss you. Ryan,
personal notes
to Ryan. So we saw a couple movies this weekend. One was 500 Days of Summer.
Such a cute movie. Have you seen it?
I did not see that one.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
Well written. Well, just the cinematographer did a lot of really unique things with it.
And Zoe, what's her name?
Zoe Deschanel. Deschanel.
Yeah,
Deschanel. Yeah,
she is really breathtaking in film.
So. Every time I see her, she's so likable. I love her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I like to know that they're likable, because then I'm like, I hate you. You're a bitch.
And the lead, what's his face? I can't even think of it right now. He's grown up so much.
He got
since
hot.
Like, 10 Things I Hate About You. And
something, leave it. Live it.
Exactly.
That kid. That kid from, was it?
Third Rock.
Yeah. I've seen 30 Rock.
Also saw Public Enemy.
Which was interesting.
It was, yeah. A little disappointed that none of the hot men in it.
It was, I wanted to see shirtless men. That's what I go to the movies for.
Wasn't it in like the 30s, based in the 30s?
Yes, but I still go to see shirtless men.
They omitted the scene, though, where Christian Bale and Johnny Depp have the wild sex in the shower.
Yeah, that must
They omitted that.
Yeah, I'm sad that they omitted that.
I saw a good movie. I saw Orphan.
Did you see it? I've been dying to see it.
We haven't seen it yet.
I didn't even see a trailer. I just saw that poster that said, "There's something wrong with Esther." And that was enough for me to go. And there is something wrong with Esther.
That bitch is fucked up.
She is toe up from the flow up. I mean, it was fun. I mean, it's getting mixed reviews, but it was so much fun. And I jumped out of my seat a couple times. I laughed. And I was a little surprised, so I can't tell any. I don't want to say anything about it.
Thank
but
you, because I want to see
go
it.
Go see it.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I've seen the trailer like for months, and I am so excited. I love horror movies, so anything scary, I'm all about it.
I just kept seeing that there's something wrong with Esther, and I was like, it's her fashion sense. It's horrible.
And what is that accent? Yeah. You should have known. I'm excited that I'm sad that I missed it, but this weekend was Comic-Con down in San Diego, and David Tennant from I'm such a BBC sci-fi nerd. David Tennant from Doctor Who was there, and I missed it, and he's gorge, and all the True Blood guys were down there, and I'm such a nerd.
It seems a little Renaissance Fair Trekkie type
of thing. And from what I hear, that's I kind of fit in that style, sadly.
She does. She has.
I am such a closet geek. I really am, but not real closet, obviously.
Let's go back to Hot Men. I saw The Ugly Truth this morning, and
I hate you,
Gerard Butler, and the neighbor in it. Oh, I have Gerard. Some no name, fucking hot.
Some no-name poor guy.
But he's hot.
He is. That's all that matters. This is L.A.
So this afternoon, we're getting ready for the show, and all I have to say is, who is an otter? Who's Ann Otter?
Who's Ann Otter? And I was like, Ann Otter? Who's Ann?
We're reading something, and the term otter came up, and I was still unfamiliar with in the gay, you know, the gay population.
The subcultures.
And the subculture of homosexuality
of the bears.
I have two bear friends, and I know they've taken me to a barbecue. I have been to the hairy hillbilly, so like I know the ins and outs. I'm basically invisible when I go there because I don't fit the criteria. I know the ins and outs.
The hairbilly.
The hairy hillbilly.
Where that was? Is that a bar?
No, that was a night. I think it was. It's now the Eagle. It was the Gauntlet.
Oh, the Gauntlet,
which is someplace between.
I've been there.
Yeah.
we've both been there. Remember that?
Wait, I've been by there.
Me trying to.
I was invisible in there. To say invisible, let me tell you.
Well, after me saying what's an otter, and then Dina screaming at me, I don't know who Ann Otter is.
I was like, is she a politician? I don't know.
We looked up the definition of an otter.
And definition number one is a gay man who is very hairy all over his body, but is smaller in frame and weighs considerably less than a bear. Larry is an otter, and he likes to date bears and other otters.
My favorite is cute animals who like to hold hands and frequently groom themselves, but don't enjoy being touched. Look at those otters hold hands.
A skinny, hairy gay guy. Because I'm a skinny, skinny, hairy gay man, I refer to myself as an otter.
Anyway, these continue.
And they were just so funny to me.
So, what was the website?
We thought it was funny.
It was on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, yes.
So,
and
Naked Politics.
Naked Politics. Well, I'm very happy to announce to everybody via 365gay.com that the Naked Cowboy from New York City is running as a write-in candidate for mayor.
When Dina brought this up, some other interesting facts came up. Although I really was not that interested at the moment.
I thought it was interesting. He's 38 years old. He pretty much, from what I understand, lives out of his car. He has 40-something odd pair of whitey-tighties that say Naked Cowboy. He's got a guitar, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat.
I thought you said something about a cat, too.
No, that was a different story that we can because it was going to be called Hot Pussy in it. Anyway, so so he wants to, he's like, I want to make sure that we set up a wedding chapel in Times Square where we marry everybody, gay people, whatever. So he wants to make it a wedding enterprise that rivals Las Vegas. And he wants to be very open and naked, tell the naked truth about politics. It was really interesting. He's written books, and
he's still living out of his car.
Yeah,
nothing says him. Nothing
you know,
says
I think it's politics. By choice. He makes over $1,000 a day just on the street between 11 and 12 is his reported income.
11 a.m.
and 12 p.m. or 2 p.m. like
3 hours. Yes, he makes $1,000
apparently.
Well,
he's kind of hot, you know. I'm like, I throw many hot gay men all the time.
All I say is, nothing says politics like a naked cowboy with ambition.
It's true.
Good luck to you, naked cowboy.
Good luck.
Justice delayed. 15-year-old Brandon McInerney, is now charged. He was the murder of Larry King back in February.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he is being charged as an adult, even though he's 15 years old. Yeah. So, and then Camp Deadly, we just want to update on what happened in Camp Pendleton about 3 weeks ago with the murder that was found in the shed at like 3 a.m. They found people that they are accusing, but it was not considered a hate crime.
Right.
So
they said that they didn't have proof that it was a hate crime because he didn't file harassment charges prior to, which I think is bullshit.
That's fine. Yes.
Wow.
And you're all about the rowdy Republicans.
Okay. In Out, I don't even have this page open right now. In Out, there was a small little article dealing with Meghan McCain
and
John McCain's daughter.
She's very beautiful. And
gorgeous.
She's voluptuous, which I'm just all about.
She was wearing a Silence Equals Death t-shirt, which hasn't been really brought up since like the early 90s, right?
Right.
So
Act Up, yes.
For Act Up. Yes. The beginning page basically said she's a pro-gay marriage, pro-sex Republican, and it's called Ann Coulter, a train wreck, Karl Rove, a Twitter creep, and Joe the Plumber, a dumbass. Her fellow Republicans have fired back with poison-tipped, I did not write this well at all, quips of their own, but come what they may, the sisters idolizing, Lady Bunny worshiping, Republican will be heard.
That's she considers herself a Republican. I think that's really interesting.
Well, a lot of people, I think, consider themselves, are Republicans merely for fiscal reasons. It's not,
right.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, I have friends who are Republicans that I still talk to.
Once a year, out of duty,
and a lot of them voted for Obama, so because they, you know, there was their choice. So.
And at Pride, I know I stopped by the log cabin Republicans tent to say hello.
I like to look at them sometimes
to say hi.
I'm just all hi. Yeah.
So
but log cabin Republicans, I don't get that.
I don't get that.
It's like
being a. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah.
I could have gotten bad. Goodbye, George. T.R. Knightley is officially leaving Grey's Anatomy. I am sad that I found this out before the next season started because I thought he was still going to be hanging on to life. But obviously, he dies.
What's funny is all my friends that work
and stays dead.
Work with Grey's. I've been trying to like pin it out of them, like, tell me what happens, and they didn't know, but yet I could read Entertainment Weekly and find out.
And I'm sad, but
I don't know, for $14 million to stay, like they wanted him to stay, mm-hmm. and they offered him $14 million. And it's like Juliana Margulies, anybody like remember her?
Yeah.
She walked away.
And where is she now?
Where is she?
I think I saw her on Lifetime. Hey, wait. And Hallmark. Maybe it was Hallmark.
With Cybill Shepherd.
Honey. Well, okay.
Cybill Shepherd as in Hallmark. Movie I was, out that yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Short skirt, hot water. So Stu Rasmussen is an openly trans mayor in Oregon. And apparently he's in hot water over wearing a short skirt while speaking about equality and I can't think of the words because
there's a certain redone. Length of skirt you have to wear when well, talking about equality.
Apparently
she was addressing I know, right? She was addressing youth.
She was addressing youth, and she had a halter top and a very short
was
skirt.
Was it warm
on.
Outside?
It was hot. she said it was sweltering. In fact,
thank you for her.
You know, I'm telling you, inside of my body, I have a sweltering body right now. You know, my pussy is sweltering, and I understand
your
the desire to wear almost
is
nothing.
My engorged clitoris. My ovaries have dropped.
Wow. So Stu Rasmussen is in trouble for dressing inappropriately. And their statement was that we've sent kids home to dress more appropriately. And it's sad that we have elected official that would show up in something that was inappropriate. And I'm like, honey.
That's what
they're picking on?
Wow.
I think it's a valid argument. But
they could have picked on her hair. But, I like
speaking of sweltering, we should have warned you, Bruce, about how hot this room is.
I picked it up.
It's kind of warm.
It is a little warm.
And, of course, the BTUs generated from my body. Thank God for the estrogen.
Lord, Sassy Saloon.
Jesus.
Are you okay?
Go.
Sassy Saloon's not titty taverns. According to Out, gay bars are back in, but I don't know where they went to.
Did they go somewhere?
I think were we were hiding them from people for a while.
Did they go on a cruise? Would you call it a gaycation?
They went on a gaycation. Aww.
So, yeah, I've been at gay bars ever since I came out in September of 2001. Out, they're
and
still here.
Yeah, I've been around for a while, too. That's, and I've been in the gay bars.
I frequent the gay bars.
And occasionally I go to a tranny bar. And then Reality Hurts.
I'm still not sure where you're going with this one.
Reality. Oh, it was.
I know you read it, but continue.
Okay. I just found it interesting because I love omg.yahoo.com for some reason. I just find it really fascinating. And I was interested to think of, or to read this article about all the reality couples that have been doomed. And and I just want to bring up a couple. Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro.
Oh.
Yeah. I love Carmen. So I want to, basically, we're just paying homage to these four people. My favorite, Brigitte Nielsen and Flava Flav.
Oh, I can't believe that didn't work out.
I know, I was sad. It just looked like a perfect fit. Hulk and Linda Hogan. Hulk is a hot mess. And seriously, Travis and Shanna Baker. Shanna Mokler, whatever. I thought they were really in love.
I can't remember.
Travis Barker. And
Barker. Yeah.
I love him.
Speaking of which, can I just throw in there, Blink-182 is really having a reunion tour?
Yes.
Or really?
Yes.
That's all.
That's called,
I still
we're
love
not making
Travis.
Any money. That's what that's called.
And
we'll
I have
recapture
Dr.
1998
bills to pay.
If we can.
Hey, everybody has to relive their youth someday. Laura, Lauren Conrad and Jason Wailer.
I never saw them.
Yeah, I don't even care about them. Hef and all of the girls next door.
Wait, they all broke up?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know who Jason Mesnick and Melissa Rycroft are.
That's because they're not 16 years old.
And, you know, and I really thought this next one was, I really thought they were going to last. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. John and Kate Gosselin. And the number one all time, I could have sworn that they were going to last, Nick Lachey and Jessica.
Do buffaloes have wings?
I've heard that they do sometimes, and I'm from the country.
Seriously.
Wow.
So if you'd like to call in, it's 818-602-4929, 818-602-4929. Call us. I know you're listening. Seriously, stop texting me and just call.
Why does nobody ever text me?
Anyway, we're here with Bruce Daniels.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
The advocate. No, I'm not going to say this right.
Okay.
No,
let me.
No, go ahead.
Do you want me to read it?
I don't want to read it. You go
ahead. The main fag behind America's number one hag. You were named by Out Magazine.
Oh, yes. I was named that.
Magazine. You forgot.
No, that was. Yes, that was. I really liked that title. The main fag behind America's number one hag. That was.
What did you think I was going to say?
What?
What did you think I was going
to
say?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I'm still just trying to keep my shirt on.
Oh.
It's hot in here.
I know.
I don't want to be. I bet there's no cameras.
This is a clothing optional studio. Anytime
J-Dot Sun, if you're listening, you're still Naked Boy News, just so you know.
So, Bruce, what have you been up to?
Nothing. No, what have I been doing? St. Felix. I stopped.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yes, please. No, I stopped touring with Margaret like 2.5 years ago. We were together for 5 years and we're still very close. There was no falling out, although people seem to think that there was. Very close, but I just couldn't be on the road. We were gone 80% of the time, for 5 years. And I didn't audition for 4 years for anything. And I just was in for the first 2 years of touring it was so much fun because I really hadn't seen that much of America. But the last 3 years took its toll, and I was just I need to stop this for a while.
Now
I just
wanted to stay far too much.
I just wanted to stay in Los Angeles and write. And I produce a comedy night in Silver Lake called Drunk on Stage, and which has been going now for almost 3 years.
Which we love, by the way.
Which is it's fun. It's very successful. I don't know how it is because I'm a horrible promoter. I am. I'm the worst. I have not done a postcard in over a year. I have not printed up one. I completely rely on Facebook and people show up.
Sometimes. Yeah, every time we've been there, it's been full and it's been an amazing group of talent.
So. And in fact, you were named one of the Hot 25 Frontiers.
Yes, I was on the hot list last week for being, not me personally being hot, but redefining or something about Los Angeles. I didn't really read it.
Trendsetting the gay subculture in LA.
I love it.
I'm a tastemaker.
I don't read my press. I don't.
That's not it. It's just it seems narcissistic, even though I am narcissistic, but I don't want to seem like I am.
So you tell people read it.
I just hand them out. I sign them and I hand them out.
He's all, I keep 5,000 of each publication I've ever been in.
In my trunk.
And I read them every night.
I do.
So you got started with stand-up with Margaret when you first met her.
She forced me to do it, actually. Well, literally, she pushed me into it. I had never done stand-up before. We met doing a movie that has never been released called Can't Stop Dancing. We play each other's romantic interest, and we basically we make out a lot, but it was very funny. And we became very close doing that movie, and then she asked me to do some sketch comedy with her and her then writing partner. And in Los Angeles, and we had a great time. And then her and her manager said, "You should do stand up." And I was like, "No, I don't want to. No, thank you." And then a year later, she kind of tricked me into it by asking me to do some sketch comedy.
Tricked.
She did. She asked me to do some sketch comedy to open up the work in progress for the Notorious CHO. Mm-hmm. I said, "That seems strange that you're going to open up your own show, but okay." And she knew that the third person was going to drop out, and she just left me this message, just do it. It's a room full of fags. You can do it.
Aww.
And she's like, all you need is 5 minutes. Just do it. And then she hangs up, and then she calls me back. You don't have to do it, but you should do it. Click. And so I just was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. So,
I love it.
And I had been writing stuff for a year, mm-hmm. and not knowing what I was going to do with it, I was just writing stuff down. And the first time They laughed at everything I said. I could have said fork over and over again, and they laughed. They were cracking up. And then the next night, I got cocky and wrote all new jokes, and it was a completely different crowd, and they hated me. Oh. And then, but that's what happened. You got to do that. And then the third night, I had to, it was a three-night stint. And then ever since then, I've been opening for her.
So the first and third night there was an open bar, and then the
second night, no bar. It was at the gay and lesbian center in Hollywood, and there's no bar there.
There's no bar there. That's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. Like, you have to
bring
it in.
But there's a 7-Eleven with liquor there right around the corner.
And there's tons of trannies around there.
Yes, there are.
Tranny hookers everywhere.
Welcome to my neighborhood. Once again, I call it Tranny Hooker Wood.
That tour, though, you specifically, when I first moved to Vegas, before I came out, I was found myself in the Hard Rock.
Oh, Hard Rock
Just
Live.
Hanging out by myself before I knew anybody. And I was talking to my friend April, and I'm like, Margaret Cho's playing. I want to go see her. And you came on stage at the joint, and that kind of, I realized that I was in a room full of fags.
Oh,
and
shit.
That you, and I was like, wait a second. Like, it would kind of open up. So that, you know, thank you. So,
I mean,
whatever. Get over it.
Thanks for making me gay.
You don't know how many fan letters I've gotten from. I mean, if anything, that's the reward for me, mm-hmm. is that, like, how many gay youth have written me thanking me that, you know, for being of color, for not being the stereotype that they see, for not being Jack on Will and Grace, mm-hmm. So that, I mean, that's the reward for me, is like that there are different voices, I think so.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Now Sappy Susan needs to leave.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
I'm sorry about that. No, that was me. That was totally me. Don't even. I was the antagonist.
I'm like, I just love that the first time I met you, you bought a shot. I was excited.
Oh, that was in Dallas, right?
It was. Yeah. It was fun. All my friends were like, he opened for Margaret Cho. Or I was like, that's the guy that opened for Margaret. And they're like, no. I'm like, it is.
Okay, now
hey,
this
buy
is
a
about,
shots.
This is about you, though. So... what do you love most about stand-up?
It's mostly about me.
It is mostly about Dina. What do I love about stand-up? There's certain aspects I love about stand-up. It's the being creative, that I get to be like, it's like acting on stage as opposed to acting in a film. It's like I'm in control of it. So it's my getting my thoughts out, finding the funny part in it. That's what I love about stand-up, and there are things that I also don't like about stand-up, like that most stand-up comedians are crazy, and doing this night, I have met all of them in Los Angeles and in New York, because they come here. And I mean, I love, I've made so many amazing friends, but like, stand-up people are crazy. They're depressing and crazy. So
they're depressing and crazy.
Oh yeah, they're only funny on stage. I'm waiting for it to happen to me. Like where I go, like I'm gonna go crazy and be all depressing and you know, like what's that guy's name? Richard. What's his name?
Richard Pryor.
No, he's dead.
I was like,
no, Richard. What's that guy? Richard. He always wears black, and you know, I think he had a big drinking problem. You know, but a lot of them did.
I'm
on
his
Dick.
Let's just call him Dick. I can't remember his last name, but
damn Dick,
damn that Dick. Awesome. So,
what else?
Tell us. So you're doing your at Akbar.
I'm doing Akbar. I am writing. I'm writing a couple of scripts. I am auditioning a lot now that the strike is not going to happen. I'm auditioning a lot, which is nice. Commercially, I audition, which is horrible. If you've ever auditioned commercially, Jesus, especially like I'm horrible. Hopefully my people are not listening to this, but like I'm the worst. Like if there is an audition in the Valley or in Santa Monica at 5 o'clock, I just don't go.
Oh,
I will. I mean, I tell them I can't make it. I don't just not show up. But I mean, I was like, I'm not going to go.
At least you're professional.
Yeah, because I'm professional. It's like, oh no. I'm not. That's 3 hours.
Yeah,
that's 3 hours.
You've got a map.
Yeah.
It's on your wall. That's clearly got the circle where it's okay.
Yes zones and no zones.
It's got to be better than background work.
You're on Bundy. Oh, that's right on the line.
Bundy, I can. It's near freeway. It's not that bad. But, but there's like Santa Monica ones.
There's easy access.
Yeah, yeah. There. Well, yeah. I'm not touching that one.
Mm-hmm. So, do you ever go out of town for show still? Or,
yes, I'm gonna go to New York in September and do for 2 weeks. Just for 2 weeks. Yeah, I love New York and to do some shows. And but I haven't gone, like, we went everywhere, like, literally. I think there are like three states I have not been to, and we Canada, Australia, and London. I was in London for 2 months. We did in one theater, mm-hmm. eight, like, seven shows a week or something.
Holy
great.
Cow!
Yeah, it was fun, but we were there over the holiday. Christmas and Thanksgiving, Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. and it's a different culture. Even though it's kind of Americanized, but like they just drink all the time. Like they yes. drink. Like there's vomit everywhere in the streets of London.
That's
like,
I'm Wisconsin. All,
yeah.
And that's bad.
You just don't want to step. You don't have to step over pools of it as you're yeah. getting onto the tube.
They dig out after the weekend
because they can. Yeah, they can just drink on the street. It's very New Orleans. Like they just have that. Bags and they don't. I mean, they set up it, during the holiday season. They set up mini hospitals because people get that fucked up.
Is everyone just miserable?
No, I don't. I mean,
they're just, like all happy drinkers.
They are. They all seem like they're having a great time, but it's insane how much they drink. It's crazy.
I'm like, I used to drink a lot.
I feel challenged right now.
I know, right?
Going right now, I'm like, bring it on!
That's my only vice, is that I enjoy a cocktail. But I'm also like a control freak that I can't. I don't want to let anyone ever see me out of control, so I like stop myself. But like, that's my only vice.
God, I wish I had that.
I was going to say, I'm a good trickster. Like, no one knows when I'm completely hammered.
Yeah.
Other than special occasions.
They know when Dina...
has had some.
Yes.
Dina's either screaming or crying.
She thought, why is she on the ground? Why is she crying? Why is she throwing up in trash bins? Oh, Lord. I'm a pretty girl. I'm so pretty.
So, anything in the media that you've seen lately that you're just like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? Any commentary that you've
seen? It's really weird. Like, it took me a long time to watch reality shows because I was just like, it seems like such a time waster, but I've been Bravo has sucked me in. I cannot stop watching any Real Housewives. Why Orange County? I don't care about, but
they're
when they
boring.
But Atlanta, oh, it's coming back. I cannot get enough of NeNe. I love Real Housewives of Atlanta, New Jersey. I loved New York, and they're all right, but what else do I watch?
I'm really excited to see that white girl get her ass kicked.
Oh, well, they're already pulling her wig in the commercials.
I know. I'm like, yes, I want to see this.
I cannot. I mean, like, literally, because it's not, because the series is supposed to be like, you know, the upper echelon
right.
of the community, and this is how they live. And this is like, like strippers who won the lotto, like that's like that,
completely.
Like it's so ghetto, and I'm just like, yes, like, now this is real.
They
I believe
are the,
this.
They are the upper crust of Atlanta. Oh my God, I love it. I'm so into reality TV. I can't even stand
it. I've acquiesced. I watch it all now. I mean, well, not all of it. Like, did you see So You Think You Can Dance this week?
Yes. That's my
Oh, my moment. God, the cancer dance.
I cried.
Who didn't? How can you not cry at that? How can you not cry at the cancer
like,
dance?
It was horrible.
And then...
Mary Murphy was crying. I was
Mia
crying.
Mia Michaels. Daddy! Like, it was insane. And so I was just like, what's the next? I was like, are they going to do an AIDS dance? Or, like,
know,
what are they going to do to top the cancer dance?
Daddy, my father died dance.
I want the incest dance.
I was...
Honey, kidding. You can see that on the weekends.
Oh, Dina can give you a film. It killed me then, though, when What's-Her-Face went home. Like,
Miami Girl.
Miami Girl. I cannot think of her name right now. Did you watch the second day?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm also relieved. This is how I watch my reality. Half of it is YouTube. Like, because I can't commit to it, except for Bravo, because they do marathons. But So You Think You Can Dance,
marathons.
I've got to catch...
YouTube Katie Holmes.
Okay.
Like, definitely.
Oh, that was cute.
It was, yeah, she did really well.
But, skinny bitch.
I'm still in mourning, though, for, why can't I think of her name?
The Miami girl.
The Miami girl. Said.
We I'm still, all, whatever.
We're good. We're good. reality television show. I have not watched any of the ones that
I love Dance Your Ass Off.
Have you seen that yet?
And I don't know anybody's name.
Not name dropping. That's but my friend created that show, Lisa Ann Walter.
I love it.
Yeah, she.
I'm like, I want to go on it.
I'm bad. I haven't seen it. I don't watch it. That's also what I do. It's a really weird thing that I do. If a friend of mine has a show on, I probably won't watch it because I don't want to feel. It's like going to go see somebody like in a play. Like you don't want. It's like please don't suck. Please don't suck. So I usually don't. Like so I have friends. I mean, yeah, I've had friends who work all the time.
So I have to ask this because it's one of my favorite shows too. Now,
go
Drop Dead Diva.
Oh,
have you seen it?
I have seen it. I did see hers because I would get into trouble.
Right,
I would get into trouble. She would fly back because that shoots in Atlanta, and she would fly back and kick my ass. Right, yeah, on. She's gone till like mid August, but yeah.
I love.
It's a funny. It's a good show. It's very David E. Kelly to me, like very Ally McBeal.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I love that. I get so excited about a plus size girl who is like the prime character. She's confident, and they make her look sexy.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes.
And I like that.
That girl is great.
She's gorge. And I love that this last episode they sued the Sun Bar. So that's a fat girl working.
Firing the heavyweight.
I T-voted.
I was like, yay. I'm excited. I'm such a TV geek because I'm a tranny granny now and I don't do much. I stay
home. I used to see you out all the time. All the time. I used to trip over you. What do you mean?
That was when I was unemployed. I have a job.
When I first got back into town, we went out Saturday night, and then she had to do Golden Girls brunch at
Jesus
11, and so we met her out later. We met her out later at
the drunkest day of my life
at the Abbey, and this is all I got. Here, hold my purse. I had not even been back in town for 24 hours, so I'm holding her purse. Keeps like it's like a scavenger hunt, and everything's got to go back to Potter. Like, here's my drink.
I had to
here's do, this boy.
I yeah, had to do this. A night at Hamburger Mary's that night too. Wasted. Tabitha from Salon Takeover.
Oh yeah.
That bitch got me wasted that day. And by the end of it, I was just wasted at the bar. I couldn't say my words. I looked a fool.
We walk into Hamburger Mary's to come see her, and all we hear is, I need another Miller Lite.
Y'all know I'm a beer girl.
What song am I doing next? All on the microphone.
So what's coming up for you?
We've repeated that question.
What's coming up?
The third anniversary show of Drunk on Stage is coming in. I'm having all of my favorites and I think a special guest. That's August 11th.
August 11th?
Uh-huh. And, yeah, all the stars are going to be out.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we'll see. It should be fun. It should be packed.
Unless everybody cancels the day before.
That happens in the comedy world. But basically, I'm just writing a lot and auditioning. So,
good.
Yeah, so things are good.
We'll break a leg.
Well, I'll try not to. And then I'm single, happily single, was in a relationship, didn't fit.
It was a pair of Prada loafers that were too big.
I do have to say that tomorrow night is the Sassy Show.
I love the Sassy Show.
Thank you. Every Monday night at Here Lounge. We are donating to a charity, and I'm so good I don't even know what charity. But Mama and God bless it.
Is it from the drag race?
Yeah, no, she works at Fiesta.
Oh,
Lorraine Love.
Lorraine
God,
Love,
Jesus. Yeah. But sister, love ya. They're going to be hosting a pre-show and giving a lot of giveaways. So that's going really well. And I want everybody to come out and support that.
And we'll be out. So
and then you're
say
hosting.
Hello.
And then
you're hosting after that, or no?
Oh no, honey, I've got this week off. I was on last week.
Oh.
And then what else is good?
I have
the tranny bar on Thursdays.
Cobra, go to Cobra.
If you're really hot and single,
come keep me company. That's what I'm saying. Really,
Greg's all gay
look
people.
Look for the lowly
come,
faggot in the corner, drinking his gin and tonic. Aww. He'll be sitting there,
and I'll be making out with somebody. Hopefully.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And we do want to thank you guys for listening. You can visit our website, DinaAndGregShow.com.
Yeah, we've got five more minutes.
Oh, we do?
So pay attention. Yeah. 818-602-4929. You didn't want to sit here tonight, so.
People are texting me.
5 minutes.
Are they not
yes.
calling? Why are they not calling?
I don't know.
Anyway, 818-602-4929.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
We yeah. do have 5 minutes. I know. That's what I was like.
I'm fun. I thought it was almost done. Sorry, guys. I get all excited.
So my friend Holly, who is wonderful and one of my closest friends, very longtime friend, she just texted me and she's said, I'm listening with a room full of Bulgarians. This is in Wisconsin. That was Wisconsin. She
and of
just,
course, my mom's calling me.
Hi, Mom.
I said
Hi,
things
Holly.
That you wouldn't be proud of. I love it. So you're from Chicago.
I am from Chicago.
Tell me something exciting about Chicago.
I was actually thinking about going to Market Days.
Oh.
I've not been to Market Days in ages.
I went a couple years ago, and it's just like, it wasn't as much. I mean, it's very crowded, and it just seemed like a bunch of different cell phone companies like trying to get you to sign up. Like it didn't sound like it was like this is what it is.
You're like, am I at the state fair?
Yeah, I know.
Or if you wanted that, you could have stayed
or,
in LA.
And those, yeah, and or in like, you know, those big long chicken kebabs and corn.
I love the grilled corn that's all rubbed with salt and shit. Yeah. I love that. Aw. It's like Texas food.
It is like Texas
When did you
food.
Move here from Chicago? Did you already say that? I'm sorry. If you
no, didn't. I didn't. I moved here out of school in 1992. I'm old.
You're not old. Whatever. Just lie about your age like this one does.
I'm all...
Wow.
I am 27.
Wow.
See, it went from 28 to 27,
I'm 27.
In 2.2 seconds.
Okay, I'm 28.
I
he
signed
made
this
me
up.
Turn 28
I
this
signed
year.
This up for the Veg Club today because this cute, adorable little girl named Amy stopped by our table. At
the Veg Club from Soup Plantation.
Not the Veg Club, the Veg
right,
Club.
The Soup Plantation.
And so I signed us up and I put her real. "Quote unquote real."
Can I ask what the Veg Club is?
The
I guess we get emails for free shit.
The Veg Club.
Not the Veg. We went through this whole ordeal.
Not the Veg Club.
We made up this whole short story about her flying in the rafters.
I can't even remember how it started, but we like to make up really crazy stories, you know.
Yeah, anything to pass the time.
I know it's true.
It was funny at the time.
While it's scaring small children with my need to get to that last piece of pizza. And spilling caramel from...
You know they do bring out more pizza.
They do?
Yeah.
I'm all, that little bitch was in my way. I'm sorry I stomped you.
She was five.
And it was funny because a big old tranny and faggot going to Soup Plantation... On a Sunday afternoon with all the little families.
Yeah,
and
it's very churchy.
They're all looking at us like, why aren't you in WeHo at brunch like the rest of the
I
Isn't
felt like
there
I was
a carafe
Texas.
Of mimosas at Hamburger Mary's
Screaming
waiting for you?
My name. Yeah.
I just got a text back. Nobody knows why the pregnant lady just jumped to her feet. Anyway. Holly, I'm sorry.
What? I'm like, what?
I'm in my own little world over here. Okay, so, yeah, let's.
This is a fun show.
It is a fun show. I'm having a good time.
Tell me
yes?
A little known fact but interesting thing about yourself.
When in Chicago, before I moved here, I had a job as a singing waiter aboard the Spirit of Chicago, which was a cruise. They called it a cruise ship, even though it was in a lake. that went out on Lake Michigan. It is a very big lake that went out on Lake Michigan, and after we cleared away the buffet, we would turn our black vests around to the red sequined side, and then perform a a Broadway medley with a salute to America in the middle of it.
It feels like Glee Club.
It is very, Glee Club, and that lake was choppy, so we were falling down most of the time.
We're gonna take a quick phone call. Quick, hello, this is Dean and Greg Show.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, this is Alyssa. Alyssa, you're about to be cut off, just so you know.
Shut up. I know. You guys are like, okay, see you later. I'm like, what? These dirty bitches, they still have time.
I'm sorry. I get ahead of myself.
Anyway, yeah, we're done at 7:50,
sweetie. You need to lay off the coffee.
Girl.
So I bought the David Sedaris book.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read it, and then I can give you guys a next week.
Not a classic anecdote.
Thanks for that. Hey, so, hey,
Greg, so you didn't have to work today, so why didn't you take this boy home with you last night?
Ooh, oh, wow. Dishing the
last night. Oh, Friday night. I'm so confused.
Friday
we'll talk
night.
About it later. It was not a pretty scene, sweetie. It was not.
Wait till you hear
scene.
About the cab driver.
He had three teeth.
Okay, I have to let you go, Alyssa. I will call you back in a little bit.
Bye.
I love you. Bye. If you can read the David Sedaris book, read it. I've been reading it to Dina all week. Like, I call her up. Oh my God,
are
you
blind?
This.
It's I am. No, I just don't know how to read.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, this is the Dina and Greg
show. I read pictures.
And thank you so much, Bruce, for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you.
I hope
glad
you
were here.
Too bored.
No, I had a great time. It was fun.
Go ahead. Like, I'm never coming on your show again, bitches.
I will come back again when you get some air conditioning.
Okay. Right. Soon. Thank you, everyone. I'm Greg
Potter. Have a good week.
Okay.
I'm Dina Martinez.
DinaandGregShow.com. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.